Welcome, Eastern Sierra. It's me, Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now for Friday, June 26th. We've made it to Friday, but the wind apparently did not get the memo that everyone would like a calm weekend. Today's newscast is brought to you by Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Coming up today, a red flag warning is in effect across the Eastern Sierra. An independence jury panel has been canceled. Federal agencies are expanding health projections for wildland firefighters. A Sierra Life Flight nurse receives a major regional honor, and local water agencies have several important meetings scheduled. We'll also have election information, upcoming 4th of July events, a brief police bulletin, community calendar, weather and fire conditions, and next week's traffic report. Now, here's what's happening around the Eastern Sierra. A red flag warning is in effect across Eastern Sierra from Friday morning through Saturday evening. The National Weather Service is forecasting southwest winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts reaching 40 to 50 miles per hour. Officials warn that any fires that develop could spread rapidly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. Residents should use extreme caution with anything that could create a spark, including vehicles, tools, chains, cigarettes, and outdoor equipment. LADWP customers can report outages at 1-800-992-8331 during weekday business hours or 833-325-2397 after hours. Residents are also encouraged to register for official emergency alerts through Inyo and Mono counties. Here's an important jury announcement from the Superior Court of California in Inyo County. Anyone summoned to appear for jury service in Independence on Monday, June 29th, does not need to appear. That jury panel has been canceled. Again, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, June 29th, your panel has been canceled. The U.S. Forest Service and Department of the Interior are introducing new protections aimed at reducing long-term health risks for federal wildland firefighters during the 2026 fire season. For the first time, trained federal firefighters will be allowed to use N95 respirators on the fire line. The agencies are also requiring respiratory safety training and standardized decontamination practices, including showers, gear cleaning, and clean air recovery following exposure to smoke and ash. Sounds like my time in college. Officials acknowledge that no respirator currently meets all OSHA requirements for wildland firefighting, but say expanded N95 access can immediately reduce exposure to dangerous airborne particles while a comprehensive respiratory protection program is developed. Eastern Sierra Now keeps working after this newscast ends. For breaking news, emergency updates, local stories, interviews, videos, and information, and community events, visit EasternSierraNow.com, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube. Sierra Life Flight nurse Devin DJ Jeffrey has been named Global Medical Response's Pacific Region Flight Nurse of the Year. Jeffrey was selected from 323 flight nurses serving California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Hawaii. The award recognizes his clinical skills, calm decision-making, ventilator expertise, mentoring of newer medical crew members, and work as Sierra Life Flight's base safety officer. Sierra Life Flight serves Bishop Mammoth Lakes and surrounding rural communities where patients may need to travel long distances to reach specialized care. The company also participates in the Air Med Care Network. Household memberships cost $99 per year or $79 for seniors and may eliminate out-of-pocket costs for medically necessary flights provided by an Air Med Care Network aircraft. The Inyo County Water Commission will meet Monday, June 29th at 6 p.m. in Room 100 of the Inyo County Consolidated Office Building at 1360 North Main Street in Bishop. The agenda includes an update on the status of the 1991 mitigation revegetation projects and discussion of the county's groundwater transfer ordinance. The public can attend in person or remotely and will have opportunities to comment. And no, this has nothing to do with COVID-19. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. There is legal jargon on every single meeting that gets posted. That's what that was about. That's as far as I'm going to go with this. Join on Zoom or show up in person. The Inyo County and Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Technical Group will meet Tuesday, June 30th at 1 p.m. at the LADWP Bishop Administrative Office on Mandich Street. The main action item is approval of the 2026-27 Lower Owens River Project Work Plan. The meeting will also be available through Microsoft Teams, and public comments may be submitted to LADWP or the Inyo County Water Department. Picture a single mom already running late for work. One child can't find a shoe. The other suddenly remembers something that was supposed to be signed yesterday. The car needs gas and breakfast disappeared from the schedule about 20 minutes ago. Then she remembers. Rude awakening. A quick stop for coffee and something to eat may not solve every problem, but it can make the rest of the morning feel a lot more manageable. Brewed Awakening offers coffee, tea, and sweet and savory food in a welcoming local shop where the drinks are fresh and the community is familiar. And the sarcasm, well, that's included at no extra charge. Brewed Awakening in Big Pine, helping the Eastern Sierra wake up one cup at a time. Now, back to the news. Modo County has released information for residents considering running for office in the November 3rd general election. The candidate filing period runs from July 13th through August 7th. If an incumbent does not file by August 7th, the deadline for that office will be extended through August 12th. Candidate filing forms will be issued and returned through the Modo County Clerk's Office in Bridgeport. Modo County has also made its candidate guide, workshop recording, presentation, and candidate statement forms available online. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department has released its activity bulletin covering June 15th through June 21st. The report includes calls involving disturbances, animals left inside vehicles, injured wildlife, bears, alarms, suspicious circumstances, and several arrests. Among the more unusual calls on June 16th, officers received one report of a bear standing on a porch and looking through the windows, followed later that evening by another report of a bear inside a condominium. Both bears were gone by the time officers arrived. The bulletin also lists multiple arrests during the week. Arrests and charges are allegations, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty in court. You know, let's throw out to our buddy Fred over there at Sierra Bright Dot Fishing Services. He put out a little report. Let's see what they got. The report says summer fishing opportunities include dry fly fishing during mayfly, stonefly, and caddis hatches, along with nymph fishing before and after the hatches. The upper Owens River, East Walker River, Crowley Lake, and higher elevation waters are among the areas highlighted for summer fishing. Sierra Bright Dot is also urging anglers to follow renewed discussions surrounding possible exploratory gold drilling near Hot Creek and to make their views known to the U.S. Forest Service. The Bridgeport Public Utility District is reminding residents that wipes can damage sewer systems and wastewater equipment. Even wipes marketed as flushable can create costly blockages and equipment problems. The safest approach is simple. Wipes belong in the trash, not the toilet. Your plumbing will appreciate it, and your local wastewater crew could probably like to meet you under better circumstances. Well, now it's time for our community calendar. And as always, your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. With meetings, road work, wind warnings, festivals, and fireworks filling the schedule, somebody should at least make dinner easy. Well, that's Matt and the boys down at Copper Top Barbecue. You want to know something that's awesome down there? Get the meat platter. Trust me, you're going to feel like a caveman. It is incredible. It's all different kinds of meat. You got your pulled pork, sausage, rib. Oh my God, it's so good. You need to get down there and get that for dinner. Just trust me on this. Nobody wants to make dinner. Coppertopbarbecue.com, local 20. Just trust me, you could thank me later. Arch on the 4th returns to Mammoth Lakes from Thursday, July 2nd through Sunday, July 5th. The festival will be held in the Footloose Sports parking lot at Main Street and Old Mammoth Road. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday. The event will feature original artwork, live music, local food, children's activities, and artists working in painting, photography, jewelry, ceramics, textiles, sculptures, and other mediums. Volunteers are also needed to help welcome guests, assist artists, and support festival operations. The Crowley Lake 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular will celebrate America's 250th anniversary on Saturday, July 4th. The custom designed show will include more than 960 shells and is expected to last approximately 17 minutes. Fireworks begin at 9:15 p.m., weather permitting. Live music from the Felt Cutouts will take place on the Crowley Lake lawn from 6 to 8 p.m. Admission is 30 per vehicle or 5 for walk-in visitors. Children 12 and younger, well, they're free. The North Landing and North Shore will be closed beginning at noon Friday, July 3rd, and remain closed through Sunday, July 5th. Organizers say the event is not pet friendly and encourage visitors to leave animals at home. Personal fireworks are prohibited throughout Mono County, including in Inyo National Forest and Bureau of Land Management lands. So leave them at home. Watch the big ones. The Inyo County Water Commission meets Monday at 6 p.m. in Bishop. The Inyo LADWP Technical Group meets Tuesday at 1 p.m. at the LADWP Bishop office. Mono County's candidates filing period begins July 13th. Just doubling back around so you guys know. A quick reminder from Eastern Sierra Now, community calendar listings, they're free and serve us for local public events. Send the basic information, what, when, where, and who to contact, and we'll help get the word out without turning the entire newscast into one very long bulletin board. Send your press releases. Now, what's a press release, you say? That is community news events that are free. If you are charging tickets or ticketing prices for something, unless we really feel that it's something the community should know about and attend, it needs to be paid for to get out there because, come on, you're making money. I need to make money too. That's how this world works, man. Send it to info@easternsierranow.com. Sponsorships are available at easternsierranow.com. You can sponsor any of our big events. We're talking community calendar, fishing, sports, skiing, weather, anything ready for you, or just be a basic news sponsor to get out there and have the entire newscast based on your business and your sponsorship of how you help support your community. I'm looking at you, Brood Awakening. If you are interested in getting out there on our large platform of over 165,000 views a month, please reach out to T. Baker, B-A-K-E-R, at easternsierranow.com. So on to some traffic. In Bishop, intermittent lane closures are expected on West Line Street between Mountain View Road and Barlow Lane while the city of Bishop replaces a water main. Ongoing work also continues along US 395 from the Meadow Farms ADA project in the Bishop Pavement Project. Drivers should expect reduced speeds, lane closures, and unavailable turns near Academy and Church Street. Lone Pine utility crews will pull wire across 395 at Pangborn Lane on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Intermittent traffic breaks may cause five-minute delays. South of Walker, one-way traffic control is scheduled on US 395 between Mountain Gate Park and Chris Flat Campground Monday through Thursday for pavement sealing. Five-minute delays are possible. Bridgeport, lanes near Sinclair Street will close Tuesday while crews replace the town's welcome banner and hardware. Traffic will shift to the shoulders. June Lake, State Route 158 between Venice Street and Shadow Pines Road will have one-way traffic control Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Drivers may experience delays 10 minutes. Between Mammoth Yosemite Airport and Mammoth Scenic Loop Road, outside lane and shoulders will close for utility pole replacement. Overnight utility work is also scheduled on US 395 near State Route 203 from Tuesday at 10 p.m. till Wednesday at 8 a.m. Intermittent traffic breaks may cause five-minute delays. Work schedules may change because of weather, equipment, traffic incidents, or construction conditions. Hey, that's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Friday, June 26th. Thank you again to Brood Awakening for supporting local Eastern Sierra news. For more stories, emergency information, interviews, videos, events, weather, and road updates, visit easternsierranow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe on YouTube. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Friday, secure anything outside that might blow away, and remember, when the forecast says gusts up to 50 miles per hour, that patio umbrella is no longer furniture. It's an aircraft. Have a great weekend, everybody.